Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kay Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Buttery. Butter City over there. Okay, Maysoon, we got to get right into it. I need to do a public apology.
Okay, great.
I was too much of a pill last episode.
What happened last episode?
We talked about a bunch of controversies that came up, and I think I might have gone a little too hard, and I want to walk it back.
Did you have a conversation with your therapist about it?
Yeah, I had a little conversation with my therapist, and she advised me to make a very...
She was like, why don't you walk it back a little bit?
She was like, you need to really prostrate yourself. And
okay, well, go ahead and apologize.
I want to say I'm so sorry to listeners that felt targeted.
Oh.
That felt, anyone that felt emotionally attacked or attacked in any way, or felt that their sentiments were misrepresented.
Okay, all right.
So let it be known. And if anybody wants any other more specific apologies, please let us know. Give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@proton.me. Okay, Maysoon, I went to a protest.
I'm so curious. Okay.
It was a semi-postponed protest, so there weren't a lot of people there because it got pushed.
It was the ABBA protest, right? Arts of Greater Bay Area. Arts, that was the arts.
Yes.
Justice for the arts community now kind of protest.
Exactly.
That is actually was postponed for this week.
Yes, it's going to be tomorrow because this will come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, which is Tuesday.
That'll April be Tuesday.
28th.
Really good job.
At noon at City Hall. Be there.
Is it at noon or 11:30?
I think the last one was 11:30. I think this one's
this
at
noon. This one's at noon. Okay, good.
Should we double check though?
Yeah. It is at noon, sure enough.
And how was the protest last week? I was going to go, and then I didn't because it was canceled.
Right. But then it was only semi-canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was me and 9 other people out there.
You guys just didn't get the message, but that's okay.
Still protest. I think protest. We did get the message, but we were just like, oh, well, it's just a little rainy.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I showed up, and there were people there. So.
Cool.
Did you have a sign? I didn't come with a sign, but because there were so few people, there were extra signs.
Awesome.
And so I did have a sign.
Okay.
People had great signs.
I believe it.
If that's one thing you can count on with the art protest.
Really well, like either just like very punny, good wording, but also probably really well drawn. Like there might be some
well made. Well crafted. Yeah.
Cool.
Erica Gangsy had one shaped
Erica
like
Gangsy.
A,
no, I mean, no kidding.
Yeah,
everything
had one shaped
she
like
does
a chair,
is well done.
For sure. And then Stella Lachman had a great sign. There cool. were great flower shaped signs and all kinds. And then sure enough, I was the 10th person to
nice.
Arrive.
Amazing.
Except I think it would have been a little more impactful if there hadn't been those Falun Gong guys.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're always there, though, aren't they?
Always?
Aren't they protesting quite regularly in front of City Hall?
I mean, I see them, I feel like, constantly.
Okay.
Like, there was a...
Were they on the steps of City Hall? Where were they?
Yes, right in front. Not the steps, but the sidewalk. But they were everywhere with
huge
banners.
And they had their flags and stuff?
They had it all. They had matching outfits. They had photos. And, you know, I don't know where I stand with all that. Because they're connected to Xin Yun.
Yeah.
And... They're anti-communist.
Okay.
But you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But they're also anti-state, like anti-the state of China.
Okay.
China's government.
Yeah.
I'm really stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one. But just the vibes are always off with those guys.
Yeah. So what did you guys do?
So we were standing there. We were on the steps.
Okay.
And
were you chanting or were you just like in a silent protest with your signs?
We were chanting. We sang.
Oh, you did. Wow.
Somebody
really did it.
Maybe it was Stella or Erica. Somebody made alternative lyrics to Oh Danny Boy.
Nice.
Yeah, because Daniel Lurie.
Yeah, good. Love it. Bring that back for sure.
And but the lyrics were swapped out to be about the arts. So
could you remember any of them? Please.
The arts are calling.
Oh, Danny boy. The arts are calling. How does it go? Clever.
I felt like I was the only one that knew the tune to the song.
Well, probably. It's a pretty obscure song for most young people at this point. Is it?
Well, the yeah. I was not exactly the oldest one there.
Okay, good.
You know what I'm saying?
You did go through an Irish heritage phase.
That's true, but I do feel like I knew it before then.
What's your next phase? You've gone through the Irish heritage phase. You've gone through the Portuguese heritage phase.
From glen to glen and down the mountainside.
See, I don't even know the words. Are you kidding me? I barely know the tune, and I'm Irish also.
You are.
But I didn't go on an Irish thing like you have.
You're pretty Irish, too.
Pretty Irish.
Okay, well, that happened. So everybody go to the protest on Tuesday,
because yeah.
I need to see you there. I'll be there again.
Good. And I'm glad for that.
I'm going to make a better sign. Not that the signs weren't great, but I didn't make one, so it'll be better than the last one I made, which didn't exist.
Which didn't exist. You'll make a sign.
Yes. So that's where I'm at with it.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts about protest?
With this, I mean, it feels necessary. There's the whole situation with the charter.
Yep.
Can you refresh our memory on that?
Barely. I don't think it's going to... Basically, there was a group that was formed to review the city's, like, I want to say 500, but it might be like 700-page charter. It has a very long charter, and the charter is basically like the rules of how the city governs itself. And within that, it determines like which commissions are in the charter and which ones are not. And the ones that are in the charter kind of like, there's a lot. Anyhow, there's this group that looked through the charter, made recommendations about how the charter should change. And I believe those recommendations are going to be on the ballot in November. But I believe they're being presented as one ballot measure.
Right.
And that... those recommendations impact all of the city, almost every city department.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that would pass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I could see if they had them like paired up a little bit more, like if there were like many measures that you had to vote on.
Yeah.
With regards to the charter, but like one ballot for the charter period seems kind of insane to me.
So if it doesn't pass,
then it stays the same. The charter just stays as is. If it passes, then the recommendations that I don't think it was just Spur, but Spur and many other groups came together to review, then those recommendations get implemented into the charter. And I'm sure there's a period of time in which like it will take to actually implement those changes.
Yeah.
And then I know for the Arts Commission, that's the only one I've really been paying close attention to. There's also the Streamlining Task Force Commission, and they're looking at the roles of each of the commissions, like the department's commissions. And so a commission is a body that's usually appointed by the mayor. Some of them are elected, like some of them are like partially elected and some of them are partially appointed. But for example, the Arts Commission is fully appointed by the mayor. And so they're looking at whether or not the commission should be like eliminated, should stay as is, or like if something should change. And I think in the case of the Arts Commission, I believe they're recommending that the commission itself stays in the charter, like the fact that the commission exists stays in the charter, which is good, but that some of the things the commission does is like a governance thing, meaning like what the commission says is what happens. And then some of it can also be advisory. So advisory is like, we make the recommendation and you do whatever you want, which is kind of moot a little bit. Like, why even bother then? Because people are just going to do whatever they want if there's no real reason to go with the recommendation. And so I think there is a recommendation to keep the commission in the charter, to keep most of the things as governance, but then to change one thing to advisory. It's really complicated. I think it's really complicated. All of these meetings are recorded. All of this material is findable online. Like the charter recommendations are findable online. The streamlining task force recommendations are findable online. I think unless you are like a policy buff, like unless you're one of those people who likes just reading thousands of pages of policy lingo, I would probably recommend looking at the recommendations of like the arts organizations that you care about. Like, what are they thinking about any of this? And what are they recommending we do as community members? I think Arts for a Better Bay Area has the city's arts community in mind, obviously, and is a good group to follow. They're made up of people who have previously worked in the city and really understand the workings of a city. And also people have just been working in the Bay in the arts for decades. So I would recommend following them if this, like, sometimes I'm like, I can't keep, I can't keep up with it. It kind of, not that it annoys me, but I'm like, it's just a lot. And I think that's part of the problem, right? They want to, the city, the government, our city government wants to overwhelm voters, right? And like all this shit is overwhelming. It's all policy speak. Like no one fucking gets any of it. We don't really know what the real impacts are on us little people living in the city, you know, or, you know, working in the city. So I think it's helpful to find someone who can kind of like synthesize what's going on in like really easy kind of sound bites. So you feel like you know what's going on without having to do all the work yourself. Someone's already done all that work. Someone's already synthesized all the work.
Yes. Okay. Maysoon, for the listener who doesn't know this, if the Arts Commission was an advisory body with no actual like governing power, what would that mean?
I think it would basically give this, give City Hall more power.
Right. And so the Arts Commission, for example, does, what do you call that? They decide on who gets public art
commissions. They decide on, they have a whole process around grant making, like for individual artists and arts organizations. They have a process called Civic Design Review, which looks at public, city-owned public spaces and buildings that are being proposed for like renovation or, you know, upgrades. And they, the Arts Commission reviews those recommendations or plans, projects with like a aesthetic sort of perspective, or like trying to make sure whatever upgrades are happening that they fit within the landscape or the previous, you know, like whatever is in the build, whatever's in the landscape. And also there's this percentage for art that happens within that also.
Yeah.
So money from those construction sites goes towards public art, which goes towards bringing a, an artist in for a commission.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest areas that they're trying to take away basically from the Arts Commission, that piece, which like in, from like a not understanding the relationship kind of point of view, if you're just looking at it from the outside, sure, it could make sense that it could go with planning. But the way that it impacts the arts program is pretty significant. So, you know, it seems like that's one area that people are kind of like freaking out about, as far as I can tell. I don't know if the galleries is in the charter. And I don't know if the Civic Art Collection is in the charter either. I don't know. What was your question?
No, you answered it. Okay. Just like, what does the Arts Commission do? Like, that is in terms of being a governing body rather than an advisory body.
Right.
And you answered.
Okay. There's like, I know there's, I've read it before, and I don't remember, there's like four main points that highlight like governing, advisory, like I think, and so, but I can't remember it. I would need to find like whatever paper, whatever documents there are online to remind myself.
I'll put a link to as much stuff as I can in the underworld.
It's, to be honest, not at the top of my mind right this second.
Sure enough.
Like, sorry.
So that's going on. That's one of the things being addressed on Tuesday. And then
in the rally.
Yes.
Great.
And also just the mayor sucking generally, I think.
Yeah.
And then
remember we saw him at the SF MoMA opening.
Okay, let's talk about that now. Okay, everybody go to the protest on Tuesday. That's the point of everything we're saying. Okay, and now then let's get into our other run-ins with this accursed city government.
How many days? Was that like, we skipped a week, didn't we? What happened to us?
No, because we, I don't remember how things really turned out, but we only missed 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when did we go to SF MoMA? I guess it's that last week.
Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Really?
It feels like 1,000 years ago.
It feels like 100 years ago. Yeah. I mean, 100,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So there was an opening at SF MoMA for the what are they calling it? The Reimagined Fisher Collection.
Uh-huh.
And was it all four floors?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, we only didn't look we at just the stayed other on ones. One floor.
Well, I saw them already.
Okay.
And I gotta say, I do like how they've restaged it. I don't like that they have a Fisher Collection.
Right.
I think it's weird that
did we not already talk about this?
No, we've talked about it for like 6 weeks.
No. I mean this event.
No.
We haven't
recorded since then.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
I know it doesn't make sense, but it is.
No, because it feels like we must have talked about it.
It's just because I waited a long time to edit and post the last show.
Okay. So there was an opening for this Reimagined Fisher Collection launch, and it was Wednesday night. And of course, it wasn't anywhere on their website because it was like the fanciest VIP event you could imagine.
Wait, can I just say one more thing to the listener?
Sure.
Listener, if you're sick of hearing about the fucking Solowit stuff, because I've been talking about it every episode for like 1,000 episodes, you're actually getting a new perspective now, because now Maysoon has come into the mix. And now you're going to get...
I've already given a perspective on it.
Yeah, but now you've been in there. You saw everything. You fucking were face to face with the mayor and the billionaires. And now you can really weigh in. Okay, so we're really getting the Maysoon perspective.
Well, I will say, what will I say?
Should we break it down in a more narrative fashion? We got there.
What happened?
Were you with me when we...
Yes, how did we went up? In together.
Oh,
We met at Sana'a.
Well, we met at a coffee shop right near SF MoMA.
Yes.
We had a delicious coffee, looking out the window.
I insisted.
Maysoon let me drink some of her coffee.
It was very good. And then we walked to SF MoMA and we went in through the main doors on 3rd Street. There was a check-in right there with 4 women working.
Can we rewind?
Sure.
Okay. So everyone involved with the Solowit installation wanted Maysoon to be able to come to the VIP opening. Okay. And now I want to...
It turned into like a bit of a debacle.
Yes, because
which was kind of wild. I was like, oh gosh, I feel like
Okay, so one member of our group was like, I'm not going to be able to go to the VIP opening. Can I just transfer my invitation over to Maysoon?
Yeah.
Okay, and meanwhile, okay, so then that turns into a whole fucking thing. Yeah. Where they're like, you can't transfer it. Like the guest list is completely booked. We can't add anyone. We can't do anything. You're shit out of luck. And that person was like infuriated.
Yeah.
And because not only are they not going, so there is an open spot.
Yeah.
But also like they stayed at your house.
Yes.
I guess it's kind of evident who I'm talking about at this point.
Yes. You don't have to. I don't think she would care if you... used her name.
Okay, so
that was insane though. I mean, the museum I feel like their response was insane.
Oh yeah, they kept like,
it's like, who fucking cares? Like, I don't understand why they made it such an ordeal. I don't understand.
I'm over here. Okay, now this is I mean this in the most loving way possible, but to me, this is the difference between the student who got suspended every single year for being late to class and missing class and the student who was like an AP high achiever.
Uh-huh.
Is I just emailed when I got the VIP email thing. I was like, great, I'm one of RSVP for Kate Rhodes and Maysoon Waswas. And so while our friend is in the middle of fucking having to climb up the ladder to every employee of the museum, I get an email back that's like, great, you and Maysoon are on the list.
Yeah, like the easiest thing. Anyhow, so there was a whole thing that happened, and eventually I got a ticket.
Thank God. Okay, so then we're at the cafe. We go to the 3rd Street entrance. We check in.
We notice that all 4 women who were checking us in had incredible pattern shirts on.
Yes, lovely.
They
shirts.
Were great. I was like, good job with this coordinated pattern situation.
Beautiful.
It was great.
Beautiful shirts. Beautiful gowns.
It. Yeah. Well, they weren't wearing gowns. They were all just wearing like button-down
shirts.
It's
a meme.
Oh, okay, got it.
Sorry.
And then we went inside and we immediately went upstairs, right? There was no decoration. There was no decoration. There was nothing really to talk of as far as that. They had a little stage set up downstairs.
Yes.
Where we knew the remarks would be happening. Fine. Great. We get it. We went upstairs. I think we saw Cliff first.
I think so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kate got all the snacks.
Oh, I was fucking hitting up the snack world.
They had snacking later.
Pizza squares. They had this weird like sweet potato tart thing, but it was savory. They had these little cones full of noodle dish.
Weird. Sounds like a whole hodgepodge of things.
I gotta tell you, none of it was very good.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
Do I like anything?
Except the cheese.
The cheese. Well, the cheese is
fine,
like...
delicious cheeses.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, for a billionaire, for like, we're hanging out with billionaires, okay? We should be getting like billionaire status food.
They
like
should
things
have, like,
that you don't hear about unless you're a billionaire. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be exotic.
Oh my God. Kate, cut that out. No.
Snow leopard.
No.
Snow
ew.
Leopard medallions.
I would have been mad. I'm like, get this fucking shit out of here, you billionaires.
Just last week, I said that Big Game Hunter should be one.
Weren't we talking about when we were talking about David Ireland being a Big Game Hunter?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to bleep that one again. It's going to be a lot of bleeping. We're working up to having an episode that's half bleeps.
All right, let's not drag this out too long. Honest to God, this has got to be the most fucking boring thing for the listener. Sorry, guys. I don't know why.
Well, we're painting a picture so they can act or so they can feel like they were there.
I just remember they were about to start remarks and they closed down the bar and it like just because they didn't want, you know, which I get. You don't want glasses clinking while other people are talking just so it's not a distraction. But I went to go get a drink. This is before the remarks started. And they're like, oh, no, we closed the bar already.
They so said I was like that. Bummed. They said that to you. And then the remarks didn't start for like 15 more minutes.
It was still a little wild. I was like, really? And then I saw people walking away with drinks. I was like, what?
Something's wrong.
Something's up.
Something's wrong.
So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. But I feel like in that situation, probably just about anything would have rubbed me in the wrong way. Honestly, absolutely. I think it just was like the setup, basically. And then there were remarks, and who started the remarks? Who knows?
You know who.
No, he didn't start the remarks.
Oh, really?
No, there was like a board member, there was the museum director, and then the board member.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the curator, Ted.
Oh, no, I think the mayor and Bob Fisher were before that.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember the order,
guys. Well,
I was
upstairs when the curator spoke, and so...
Oh, so that must have been early on.
Yeah, because I came down to meet you, because you eventually went downstairs. Oh. Anyhow, point is, I got to say, the only person that I liked who spoke was Ted, the curator of the new Fisher stuff.
Okay.
And he shouted out the Solowit installers, and then we hooted
not by name.
Well, he didn't list us all off, but he was the only one that shouted us out at all.
Yeah.
And
that's weird.
But I loved him, and I love him, and I'll continue to love him.
Good.
Until otherwise noted.
Good job, Ted. Keep notes. Keep track. Yeah, it was just like a lot of, not surprising, right? These are like Bob Fisher, all the Fisher brothers spoke, which I was like, why do we need all three of you guys to say something?
Yeah, what was that about?
What is the point?
They also look identical.
They look very similar, slightly different ages. Apparently there were 25 Fisher family members in the audience. I was like, cool, great. That's like a quarter,
like half of it.
Probably a quarter of the group. And then the mayor spoke, and the first thing out of his mouth is like, my mom, Mimi Haas, is here. I was like, oh my fucking God. It just annoyed me.
So they're the Haases and the Levis?
Yeah, it's the Haas Levi fucking whatever.
Dynasty.
Dynasty. There we go. Thank you. And he, of course, goes on. This is the mayor, goes on about how important arts and culture is, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, it's
infuriating
to hear someone speak like that and then see what he's doing, like basically behind the scenes, which is like cutting tons of funding, cutting positions. It's just kind of like, it just was so clear that he is in his element only in these like hyper billionaire modes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like I just looked around and everyone was like with that like, oh my God, isn't he great? With their like pinched faces, like all approving of what he had to say.
But
Then I saw
him. And what was I doing?
I don't know. I think I was too busy being angry.
Maysoon.
What? What did you do?
What was I doing?
I don't know. What were you doing?
Giving the jerk off motion.
Oh. Yeah. It was really like a big jerking off event.
Yeah, I was
basically
doing a lot of jerking off motions.
And I just felt, I felt kind of sick to my stomach, honestly, after that.
But that's
that.
How you fight the power.
By jerking off? Okay, guys, we're going to have a jerking off event. This is the way that we fight the power, according to
they
Kate Rhodes.
They used to do that back in the day.
What?
They'd have like masturbation days where you're supposed to orgasm and it leads to like the whole world going to a higher consciousness.
No, I'm not into it.
Well, they tried it and it didn't work.
Yeah, so. No fucking kidding. I could have told them that.
Well, maybe there just weren't enough people.
Then we went upstairs. Thank God, let's get there. And I wish I had gone up there before the remarks, because the remarks put me in a pretty like foul mood, to be quite honest.
Oh,
or just
same.
Like annoyed mood, and I would have rather just seen the work. I would have rather just not have gone, actually. I would have just seen the work
said.
On my own.
That's what you
know?
Said
like,
after.
I didn't need any of that to help me. No offense to you know, my friend who really tried so hard to get me a ticket. I'm glad that I went in that regard. But I did end up, when I left, I ended up feeling really bad. Like, I felt like shit, basically, which is weird. Like, I don't usually feel that way when I leave art openings.
Before we get to that, did you want to say anything about seeing the show?
Yeah, but I do feel like my whole mood was pretty colored at that point,
right,
because of just being in that room with all those people. The yellow wall is outstanding. Like just gorgeous and just very striking color wise, I think.
So that's one of the line drawings with the crayon lines. So
yeah. And then of course the ink piece you guys made, is those are always, I think, stunning. I wish there was a bench there for people to sit in front of them. I think those colors are always like vibrating because of the way that they're painted on. Like, they're just so layered, and I think they're beautiful to look at.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I have to say, you know, the chalk drawing, is that the one?
Which one?
The big room with all like the 12 drawings.
No, those are crayon.
Sorry. Thank you. The crayon drawing. So it was incomplete. And so they were limiting the number of people who could be in the room. And so
I will say the drawing was done. It just hadn't been sprayed with the fix
it. It hadn't been fixed yet.
Or whatever.
Okay, so the drawing was done. They didn't want people getting close or touched, you know, by mistake, whatever, because of the fixative or needing to apply fixative, lacquer, something.
Varnish.
Something that...
they're spraying something on that thing.
Spraying something.
The spraying is the that sounds actual like action of it is really intense. I'm glad I didn't have to do that.
Mm. So we had to wait in a little line. Then they let you in. Maybe they were allowing like 10 people max in there. It was pretty small.
Yeah.
And we were in there with Bob Fisher and his little gang.
Oh, God.
Remember? And Kate wanted to run away.
And they were just chilling in there.
Yeah, they were.
Well, not giving a fuck about letting other people in.
Well, he was enjoying it. I mean, it's okay. If we were...
They were just chit-chatting.
They were talking to Michael about something on the wall.
I needed them to be looking and crying.
Oh, I think it seemed like Bob was pretty happy. I'll have to say that.
Bob Fisher?
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah. It was funny because I saw him and somebody else was like introducing me to him as like one of the Saul drafts.
Yeah, and he was like, assistants. I know you.
And I was like, he like went, put his hand out to shake it. So I shook his fucking hand.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not soft like a baby's hand.
Oh.
Which I was expecting.
You were expecting.
For a billionaire? Don't you think they should have the softest hand?
I mean, he actually seems to get around quite a bit. He probably does do some work.
Like hoeing a field?
No. Okay. I doubt it. Maybe he has a small garden.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Wait, so then I was like, I think I've met you before. I said that
to him. You said that? Why didn't you say, we went over to your house the other day?
I don't know, because I was being a bit. And then he was like, yeah, didn't you go to my mom's house? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Did you do it on purpose? Like, oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know, I've been to so many billionaire houses.
Yeah, exactly. Kate, I don't know. Amazing. I was just trying to get through it with some dignity.
That's okay. You know, the more I think about the installation, the more I just think, why do they cram so much work into those spaces? I feel like the curator overdid it, or whoever planned that. Yeah. I really do. Like those, like even the yellow wall, like behind the wall were other drawings on every side of the room or other huge wall drawings.
Yeah.
It's too much. There's also there was no depth. Like the room was cut in half.
Yeah.
So there's no depth to enjoy. And those are huge fucking drawings.
Right.
Pieces, you know.
Yeah, 16 feet tall.
So there's part of me that just feels like, yes, the works individually are gorgeous and so impressive. Those works that Lacey works on does.
Uh-huh. The little tiny.
Those are insanity. Those are insanity. They're so incredible that that's done by hand over and over and over again. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But I do feel like...
That's Lacey Fekashazy.
Is that her last name?
Yeah.
Well, amazing. Good job. Good job, Lacey. I feel like the curation of that space could have been better. I will say that. And I wonder if part of the reason is because they had that whole weird like playroom instead of like expanding. Maybe if the works expanded out, had a little bit more space, it could have been better.
Yeah, they have like an interactive kind of creativity playroom. Lab. Mason would call it a playroom. That I didn't really get the time to really interact with, but I think it's nice that they have stuff for like other ways to interact with art.
Does it have to be in the gallery though?
I don't know. Where else would it be?
In the fucking hallway.
Yeah, but the hallway's got a bunch of art in it.
It didn't need all that art in there. But the hallway had like 45 of almost identical Solowit drawings.
The only thing, those are good drawings.
They are, but did you need that many of them? Come on, that was insane.
Maysoon! I have to completely genuflect to all the Solowit stuff for the rest of my life now.
I'm not saying I don't like the drawings. I love Solowit's work. I just don't think that, I don't know what having that many drawings does.
Prints, whatever, I guess I didn't read the label.
I don't know what that does to, like, how does that make it better for me as a viewer?
I mean,
like, wow, he did so much. That's what I'm getting out of that. Like, what am I getting out of that particular experience?
In my heart, I agree with you.
Okay. But because I love Solowit too. No, I know.
But I think maybe the defense of that would just be that he worked in iterations.
Yeah.
And it really shows, like, the intensity of like dedication that he would put into one idea.
Yes, I agree. I still don't think there needed to be that many.
Yeah.
I also think like one of the walls in the Solowit space could have had that, because you don't need to spend as much time looking at those smaller pieces as you would need a larger wall work, I think.
Sure.
I don't know. Whatever. Who cares what I think about anything? You know what I mean?
Honestly, we don't care. You're the final voice on all these things. Yep.
And
you're the definitive voice on all things.
And we never even went into that. There was like a back room after the crayon room.
Yeah, that was kind of like the interpretive zone.
Oh, where so there like, was an interpretive zone as well as a play zone. Where the works could have actually been.
And the interpretive zone has video of Saul speaking and some ephemera and some like things you can touch that, like, if you have visual impairment that give you a
sense.
I'm
100% for that. But yeah. Obviously, absolutely. I'm also like, why is it in the way back?
I don't know. With some of the other things.
Like, I would have put that in that. There's that huge hallway that where there's multiple access points to the galleries.
Yeah.
I just feel like are people even making it all the way back there? Who knows? I would be curious to go back, because I would like to just go there on a regular old day.
Yep.
See what's going on. I would have put the interpretive stuff a little bit more like central in that, not in the galleries, but in the hall area.
I'll say that we didn't really get to see much of the other Fisher Collection stuff, but they've put these like videos and didactics and all this stuff in with most of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like much more than there was before. Before there was like nothing. But now they have like videos and quotes and photos of the artists and like, and, you know, all this like, I want to say interpretive again.
Like, I think having a video in the room with the drawing you worked on, or the yellow, if that room were curated differently for me, I think having the video in there next to the actual work would be even stronger, I think.
That's
you know?
How they have it for most
versus
of the
like,
stuff.
Again, you're like, you've gone through everything and it's at the back. It's kind of like, okay, I don't know. I just think it could have been a little bit more in conversation with the piece that you're actually looking at, you know?
Sure. Okay, so that's interesting.
No notes for the crew, only notes for the curators.
Sure.
My notes for the crew is, you guys should have fucking finished on time. Period. I love all of you.
Oh, shit. Harsh.
This is from
we were going
my
as fast as we could. I was, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There were some complications.
I know there are some early complications with the walls. I remember that.
Oh, that was the big thing.
And that was definitely not on the crew. We hear you on that. We know.
Yeah.
That took almost like a whole week, right?
I think this happens often from what I've heard.
It does. People don't understand
how to prepare the wall
for these particular works. It's very specific.
Yep. If the wall's a mess, then
it's almost like they need to fly someone out early in advance to do a quick check on those things first. Yeah. And maybe it's like one of the crew members who just comes out to do a review and, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Just because it's such an important part of the piece.
And like, it might save you some time in the long run.
Yeah.
Depending on how that all goes down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that would be cheaper for the venue. That would be cheaper for the venue or the estate or whoever.
I think it would be probably. The piece wasn't complete for their VIP opening. I mean, it should be worthwhile to send someone out early.
Right.
And make sure the shit's actually ready to go when they bring their 13-person crew out.
Right, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's a little bit unforgivable. Like, from my perspective as someone who works in arts institutions, you want your show to be up and ready by the time anyone from the public is coming in.
Right.
You know?
It was so funny.
They had like stanchions. You could only, there's like a single lane for two-way traffic, and all the paper was still like taped to the floor.
Cardboard
was taped to the floor. And I saw like Bob Fisher and Michael looking up to the ceiling. Is it Michael? Am I saying that right? Michael, right? One of the preparators?
Yeah.
Looking up where there was like the paper and the like blue tape all around the ceiling perimeter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we funny. Still had stuff up to protect yeah. the ceiling and the floor.
It was interesting. I mean, it was interesting to see how SF Moma would deal with a situation like that, actually.
Yeah.
And I think everyone, you know, as much as I'm being a hard ass about it, like, you have to be flexible in these situations and figure out how you respond in the moment and yeah. whatever the situation happens to be. It's always going to be different.
Yeah.
Like, do you close off the room and just have it be like not a thing, or
yeah.
and then open it when it's actually ready, or does that actually look worse than just having it be almost done?
Yeah, it was you know? Such a pain because the drawings were all done. They just needed to get sprayed.
I see.
So.
Yeah. What was the spray process? Did you guys do that, or did they bring in like contractors to just
no,
do like a big...
No, Gabe and Michael did that.
Oh, okay.
Because
are they, is it like
can't, it's like a what very specific, no, they have like an air compressor and
oh.
they put these like things of, I don't know what the substance is that they're spraying with. It's like,
do they have to wear like gas
matte
masks?
Medium?
Oh,
I don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah, they wear a full like biohazard suit with
Jesus
a fucking
Christ.
Mask and all that. And yeah, and they're in there for truly like, I think one day they were in there for like 10 hours or 12
oh, no.
hours or something. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds intensive.
And we have to put big plastic curtains up so it only stays in, you know.
Well, yeah.
They did it in sections.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited to go back and see them? And like it'll be up for 10 years.
Here's the deal, Maysoon. This whole experience was so transformative to my life. I made an appointment to get a tattoo.
No, don't do it. Oh my fucking God, of Solowitz's head. What is it going to be of? Holy shit.
So the ink wash that we did, like the instructions for that aren't like written verbal instructions.
Okay.
It's a little diagram of the pyramid, mm-hmm. just a line drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that.
Where are you going to get it?
I'm kind of like torn about whether, you know, there's his little signature also underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, should I get the signature or not? I think it's funny because Katie was like, what if he gets Me Too'd or something? Like, you get the tattoo and then all of a sudden it comes out some terrible shit, you know? And I'm like, he's been dead long enough that...
He's been dead for a while.
But then you could have said the same about Cesar Chavez.
Oh, yeah.
So... But fingers crossed, it's all good.
Do you have to get permission from the estate?
Do I? Is it a copyright issue?
I don't know. Are there like little like numbers or
well, yeah,
measurements
I was
and stuff?
Include so in each section of the diagram, it includes the washes and the order they go in.
Yeah, like,
so blue BYG or yeah, BYG would be like blue, yellow, gray.
Yeah.
And then like, you know,
mm-hmm.
RY, red, yellow. So that's in
that's
each one of the sections. So
that's
I was
cute.
Gonna
I don't think you need
it.
To do Solowitz.
The signature?
Think, yeah, because I think it's nice.
It's for the insider to know.
Kind of. It's nice for just those who know kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a little, maybe a little bit more poetic or subtle. And
you like that?
I think it's cute. I mean, I think it's crazy that you're getting one tattooed on you, but what can I do about it?
From what I heard from the senior drafts people, no one has ever done that.
Do any of them have Solowitz tattoos?
I don't think so.
Where are you going to get it? On your arm?
Right here. It's
going
to balance
be this
out.
Way?
It's going to balance out my spaghetti tattoo because I've got one spaghetti on one side that everybody thinks is ramen.
Let me see it. Let me see it again. Oh, well, the two meatballs are cuddling. It's
yeah, there's meatballs for
guys.
Christ's sake. Okay, so I was going to get it right on my forearm. On
is
my
it going to be
arm.
Which orientation? So you're
like
looking
that.
At it?
Like if I had it like this, that's up. So mm-hmm. to the listener, I have, if you have my arm... Like I'm doing,
if,
I'm going out to give a handshake.
Or doing a T. Okay, a handshake.
Yeah,
handshake.
Or if I'm in a T pose, like Christ.
No, let's go for the handshake.
If I'm going out for a handshake, If you were looking at my arm,
and that is
what am I saying? Okay,
that is the correct
handshake.
Handshake,
yeah. And you were looking at my arm.
Forearm.
It would be on my forearm on the inside side. That doesn't explain anything, but hopefully you got some idea.
Where the left side of the drawing is towards your wrist and the right side is towards your elbow.
The left, yes, that's correct.
And then up would be up and down, down, obviously.
Yeah, up, if I have my handshake ready to go, up is my head and down is my feet.
Correct.
Good.
Hope that makes sense to you guys.
Sure doesn't.
When are you going to get that done? Do you need me to come and document?
I have an appointment in June.
Do you have someone documenting for you?
Like to the needle part?
Well, I feel like SolarWit Foundation needs a video of it happening.
Oh, wow. They can put that up in the museum.
Totally. No, not in the museum, but.
Yeah.
Have you discussed this with anyone other than Katie?
Like for help or like no. like mental help?
Does everyone agree that it's a good idea?
Well, who else am I going to ask? My mom?
Well, don't ask your mom. God.
She's going to say not in hell.
What does Katie think about it? I like that it's a drawing.
She's good with it. I think she thinks it's silly, but...
I mean, part of me wants to be like, can you wait a year and see how you're still feeling about it? You're just so high off the fumes of...
I'm high on my own supply. But I have until June. So if I change my mind between now and then, I can just get a tattoo of something else.
Wait, you have to get a tattoo in June?
Well, I put the money down, a deposit.
You already put the money down?
I put a deposit.
Oh, so with all the money you just earned, you're like, let's spend it,
blast.
Baby.
Oh, God, yeah. That's why.
Is it completely gone? Have you spent it all?
No, I didn't even get it yet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the museum still
you?
Has to pay me.
How many weeks has it been?
Since I submitted my invoice?
I guess less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not
it's
the worst.
It's net 30.
Net 30. Hopefully that means sooner than that.
Yeah. And I need them to just tell me when it's ready so I can go pick it up at the museum because I don't trust them to mail it.
You don't want to get
it
lost in the mail?
I don't trust.
They can mail it. They know how to do that.
No, I'm going to come get it. And then I can take the P bus, the Transbay bus, and do my little routine that I used to do when I was working at the museum in those glory days.
Oh my God. What did I do to you? Jesus. You know, I met up with a friend the other day who was a painter and was like, oh, that would have been a dream of a lifetime.
Wow.
To work on that work.
Wow.
And I felt bad that I didn't recommend her or that I explained to her that had I known so few of the preparators or so few of the
assistants.
Crew, yeah, were from San Francisco, I would have recommended more SF folks. But
yeah, it was a lot of LA people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that was cute. I've got names ready to roll for the next SF project, but probably there won't be one soon.
Why?
Because we're a really small city.
What about like Sonoma?
I don't know.
No. Napa, Marin.
Marin,
there's
for sure.
There's so many rich people around. Why don't any of them need a SolarWit installed?
Yeah.
We have more billionaires per capita in San Francisco than anywhere,
I think. Isn't that sick? Ugh.
I could be wrong on that, but
let's
it
just
feels
say you're
true.
Right for
it
now.
It feels true, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Mason, we got any other stuff we need to bring up?
Well, I just wanted to say that we have midterms coming up in June.
Oh, yes.
And Kate and I will be doing a full review.
Oh, we'll do our voter guide.
We'll do our voter
guide. Well, but are we going to do our voter guide for the primary? That's in June.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we got to really get
sorry,
that
not midterms. Sorry, mid-year.
Oh, the primaries.
Primaries.
Oh, yeah.
So it is, what is it, the April 26th. So we should probably do that in the next week or two.
I'm ready to go right now.
Okay, good. So
Connie Chan.
Yeah, Connie Chan 100%. But yeah, we will present.
What are we going
to
do about governor?
I know.
I mean, I know who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm voting for?
I think so.
Who?
What's his name?
Ramsey Robinson.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Socialist. Who'd you think
Robinson.
I was going to vote for?
I don't know. I can't say his name. What's his name?
Who?
I got to look this shit
for
up.
For what? Tom Steyer?
No.
I'm talking about the governor.
Oh, what am I talking about? See what I'm saying?
You're talking about the new Nancy Pelosi. Are you?
Maybe.
Because Connie Chan is running for that.
Okay.
And we're saying
Connie Chan definitely
all the way.
Yeah.
Even though it's not going to Connie Chan. I hate to be a naysayer this early in the game, but it's not looking great. It's not looking great at all. It's either going to be Scott Wiener, who's in the lead right now.
See what I'm saying about my earlier concerns?
Or Shoykat Chakrabarty, who we also don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's very pro-Palestine.
Unlike Scott Wiener.
Yeah, Scott Wiener can go to hell.
I'm so stressed about all these people.
I know. But anyhow, did you have something else you wanted to say about it?
No, I just wanted to say
people, that, are you registered to vote? Get registered to vote.
Yeah, I mostly just wanted to say we'll do a voter guide because I need a deadline for myself to like pay attention.
Yeah. I'll also say you can't just vote. You got to do everything else too.
What does that mean?
You got to fucking do mutual aid and get out there.
Oh, yeah. Voting is never the end all. It can't just be voting.
You got to do every fucking thing. Life is a fucking grind. Not really.
Let's go get pizza, man.
It's not that you have to. It's that you can.
No, you have to.
It's not that you have to, though. It's that
you want to.
Yes. It's not something you have to do. It's something you are
compelled to do.
Ugh, no. How do we make it fun? It's not that you have to do it. It's that you get to do it.
Aww. How that's about that? Cute.
Really good?
Yeah, really good. Try to remember that one for next time.
Oh, I'll remember that forever. I'll get that tattooed. I'll get that tattooed right across my clavicle.
Great. That'll be a painful one to remind you always right that you get bones. To do it.
Right on the bones.
I have no
they
tattoos.
They say that's the most comfortable place to get one. That's a lie.
Super lie.
Okay. Well, Maysoon, we did it again. Oh, wait. I do have one thing to
announce.
This
will be the final time we talk about Solowit until we go see it again.
Yeah, until next week. Just kidding. I'm sorry to the listeners who are probably sick to death of hearing about that. Okay, listen here, Maysoon. There is going to be a performance piece.
Okay.
It's called Sugar Mud. It's so good. It is a surreal solo clown show.
Oh.
And it's making its San Francisco premiere on May 20th at the Eclectic Box Theater. Presented by Meat Bar, a Los Angeles-based comedian and performance artist, this inimitable experience is inspired by their granny, born in 1908, getting picked up by a tornado in 1920.
Wow. Yeah. The real life Dorothy.
Also inspired by the writer Borges and his short story, Circular Ruins, written in 1940. An eternal marriage becoming an eternal divorce. Their Mormon temple name, redacted. Rock bottoms and rocks. Okay, what do you say to all that?
Curious.
Okay, so this is going to be really good.
Okay, cool.
I know it sounds bananas.
No, but bananas is good.
But we love bananas, okay? So I'll put a link in the underworld to where you can buy tickets for this. And you've got to be fast because they're moving like hotcakes.
Nice.
So very excited to see it. Very excited to have Meat Bar back here. Meat Bar used to work at SF MoMA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So they are incredible and just, I already give it 5 stars. So get out there. And we're going to go ahead and say
Free Palestine.
And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.